The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Many of the disciples of Jesus who were listening said, "This saying is hard. Who can accept it?" Since Jesus knew that his disciples were murmuring about this, he said to them, "Does this shock you? What if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life, while the flesh is of no avail. The words I have spoken to you are spirit and life, but there are some of you who do not believe." Jesus knew from the beginning the ones who would not believe and the one who would betray him. And he said, "For this reason, I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted him by my Father." As a result of this, many of his disciples returned to their former way of life and no longer walked with him. Then Jesus said to the 12, "Do you also want to leave?" Simon Peter answered him, "Master, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and are convinced that you are the Holy One of God." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Unlike the miracles in the Gospels, today's first reading retells two miracles that were worked by Christ through Peter. In our own time, the miracles that take place today, so still within the church, miracles are taking place, and it has throughout the history of the church. We can read in the hagiographies the various lives of the saints, all their stories of the various miracles that Christ works through them. And in our own time, these miracles still take place, but they're kind of a different nature. Instead of outright supernatural activity, like raising the dead, we see a very natural sort of miracle take place today. It is through us that Christ preaches repentance. It is through us that Christ feeds the hungry. It is through us that Christ clothes the naked, that he gives shelter to the homeless. It is through us that Christ still works his miracles today. There is something important to note here, though, that even though God works his miracles through us, he still respects our freedom of will. We can still, and often do, say no. It's far too easy to say, "I'm too tired." It's far too easy to say to a brother or sister who has nothing to wear and has no food for the day, "Go in peace, keep warm, and eat well," and then proceed without a second thought. There's something, an older kind of thought or phrase, I guess, called the prompting of the Holy Spirit. If you've ever been walking down the sidewalk, walking from your car to a store or something, and seeing somebody asking for money or asking for food, and your initial inclination is to go and help them. That's the prompting of the Holy Spirit. Any good that we seek to do, any initial desire to help, is the prompting of the Holy Spirit. And so we can either accept that prompting and follow through with it, or we can ignore it and go about our day. God will respect whatever decision we make, but the more we reject his invitation to be part of his miracles, the more he'll respect that, and the less he'll prompt us to move. And so we have to constantly be alert for that prompting of the Holy Spirit, to allow us to be more sensitive to that prompting. So the more that we say yes, the more often we agree to this working of the miracles through us, we're going to be more sensitive and aware of the miracles around us. We're going to be more disposed to immediately say yes and follow through. So even going to confession, that prompting, the desire to go to confession and be absolved of our sins is still a prompting of the Holy Spirit. It's a movement towards a good which is the forgiveness of sins, repentance. And so again, it's important that we listen to that prompting and give it time to grow and listen to it so that it can become very much more readily apparent when it happens.